You're listening to the Direction for Life podcast. We pray this episode blesses you. We'd love to connect with you. Visit us at rdci.info or on Facebook at Right Direction Church International. Also, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at TheRDCI. We hope you enjoy this broadcast.
Is the sound, praise God, the alarm to wake some of us up. To wake some of us up, and for some of us, we may be woke. God bless you. For us to get in our positions, to take our position. Today's Mother's Day, so we're going to take our position as mothers. But it's just not exclusive to just mothers. It's any of us who have young people in our lives that we take our position and take up arms. Okay, the reason why you take up arms, because there's an enemy that wants to destroy and disrupt things. But also at the same time to realize that you will be a much better warrior mom when you give your bruised, give your hurt, give that dysfunction to the Lord. Day is winding up. Jesus is soon to come. And we can fight, but God don't want you to fight bruised anymore. He doesn't want you to fight wounded anymore. He don't want you to fight with the dysfunction anymore. He wants to take that thing from you, heal it, glory to God, and strengthen you to secure what he's calling you to secure. So let's read Genesis, the third chapter. And I'm going to read from the Amplified Translation. And it says, and I will put enmity. Okay, that word enmity means, in the Amplified, you see right there, open hostility between you and the woman. If you're watching the news right now, you see Russia is showing open hostility to Ukraine. It's obvious. You cannot walk down the street without seeing the devastation. He is expressing that we are hostile against this group of people. And no shame about it. Satan has no shame about his open hostility. He is letting us know every time we turn the TV on, every time you get a notification from school, every time you talk to someone, you see that, man, what is going on? It's crazy. That's open hostility. Between here you go, and God's telling Adam and Eve, this is after they sinned, they disobeyed God. Pastor Chandler talked about that on last week. And he said, as a result of your disobedience, I'm putting open hostility between you and the woman. Satan hates women. That's why we dealt with so much oppression, so much abuse, because he has it out against women because we have the capacity to carry children. Because you have a womb, he hates you. So some of the stuff you're dealing with, you think, you know, what have I done wrong? It's that you're made in the image of God, and God has given you the capacity to give birth to an offspring that God had prophesied that this offspring will bruise, and the Amplified says, fatally wound your head, fatally wound you. And so Satan is hearing his demise. He's hearing that from God, the Father, Elohim, the one who created him, that you got away with this right now, but I got something coming for you. And the person in the name of Jesus Christ, he's going to bruise you fatally. So your time is winding up, right? And he's telling him this. And he says that that's what he's going to do. But you're going to lie in wait, the scripture says, to bruise his heel. That you're just going to watch him. You're going to study him. You're going to check things out to see how you can hurt how he walks through purpose, how he walks through life. And this prophetic word is about Jesus, but it's also a prophetic promise and a prophetic word for mankind. God is speaking of this generational, intergenerational beef. Because it says the offspring of the woman and the offspring of the devil. He said, it's going to be from one generation to another generation, there's going to be open hostility. So some of us say, well, it's not that deep. It's just a circumstance. It's just a situation. But the origin of it is demonic. Anything Satan can do to perpetuate anything that looks or resembles a curse, he will. Yeah. To get man, to get you to function beneath your calling, called to sit in heavenly places with Christ, called to be a joint heir with Jesus Christ, called to be the head and not the tail. If he can get you acting like a tail, well, you know what? Oh, somebody say, I'm not going to act like a tail no more. Oh, some of y'all ain't saying it. Okay, sisters, don't be a tail. So I'm not going to be a tail no more. Well, it's okay. Satan is, his assignment is to perpetuate bondage, to kill, to steal, and destroy. Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Jesus came to destroy the curse, and he did. But Satan's job is to get us to think and function just like we're in the curse, living in the curse. So he bruises our heel. Bruise is hitting your life, hitting your soul with something that causes you not to realize who you are, to think that you're less than when you're more than, to think that you're unable but you're able, to think that you don't have it together but you have it together, because in him I have all things. And he wants you to think you don't have those things, so that's why you might go to school and you hear something negative from a teacher, or you went down the street and something happened to you as a young child, or you lose this job, anything to reinforce that you don't have what it takes. Because God is an intergenerational God. So Satan would do what he'll do from one generation to another generation. Let's just take a look at it. Some of us say, well, you know, nobody in my family has ever been married or stayed married before. I'm the one that stayed married the longest. From one generation to another generation, it's always been divorced. Or one generation to another generation, nobody's been married. Or one generation to another generation, we had children, before we got married. There's children from broken homes. What is he doing? He is some kind of way reproducing the curse. Because God calls families to be together. Amen. So, because God is an intergenerational God, that's why the blessing, his loving kindness lasts for 1,000 generations. If he wasn't, he would just think about blessing all of us right here and tell your children, make it the best way they can. But he's concerned about the blessing going from one generation to the next generation. That's why Satan is concerned to cause mayhem, mishap, confusion, dysfunction from one generation to the next generation. Some of us have come out of dysfunction, but somebody is going to need to say, the buck stops with me. That I will no longer live in dysfunction, but I'm going to live as a functional and anointed, empowered woman of God or man of God. The buck stops with me and the blessing starts with me. Come on here now. Amen. Amen. So the open hostility from one generation to another generation, to another generation. I look at some stuff that my mother went through and her mother went through. And so I'm making certain decisions now that the buck stops with me. Anybody with me? Right? So I'm no longer, my mother did the best she could, but I must move the line further as a mother. I cannot reproduce what my mother produced because I did not go through what she went through, but her emotions raised me. Like I went through it, but I got the word, and the word said, help me to take authority over this open hostility. Yeah. Open hostility is aggression. It's behavior to hurt, to harm, and to kill. It's also to oppose and resist a targeted group of people. So right now, we're dealing with open hostility against a target group of people like never before. Our children have an assignment on them from the pit of hell. Right. We get in school notifications. We see it on the news. You can't go here. You can't go here without mass shootings and gun violence. What is that? That's open hostility against our children. Our children are living with a particular thought and particular emotions that they should not have. I went to school, and many of us who grew up in dysfunction, we were happy in school. We enjoyed going to school. We felt, how many of y'all felt safe going to school? Okay, we got some children in here. How many children don't feel safe going to school? Raise your hand. Look at the babies, God almighty. That makes me so mad. That should compel us to say the buck stops here. Oh my goodness, come on. We owe it to the children of this house. All the children of the house who's in the service, stand up. All the young people, stand up. We owe it to the children of the house to handle the open hostility that's against our seed. Somebody say, we got you.
We got you.
We're going to cover you. We're going to pray for you. We love you. Y'all have a seat. Thank you so much. Message title is The Battle for the Bloodline. It's a battle for the bloodline. Some of us is just fighting for our own money, fighting for our break, fighting for our prosperity, fighting for our healing. We got to fight for the bloodline. You know, because it's bigger than just a job. It's bigger than, you know, a platform, an opportunity. It's about what God wants to establish throughout the generations. And we cannot lose sight of that because we are chasing some things that we feel like we should have and we need. And God said, it's so much bigger than that, that what I have for you, even though you may not actually fully occupy it, you'll grab hold of it. You know, God told Abraham when he made that sacrifice, and he said, and it was getting ready, no, he didn't, he answered yes to the sacrifice, and he didn't offer up his son Isaac. He said, now, because I saw that you're willing to give me your son, I'm going to bless you. And in blessing, I'm going to bless you. And then he said that your seed will possess the gates of his enemies. That's what it is about. When we do what God has called us to do for the bloodline, our children will possess the gates of the enemies. When Nehemiah went and he was building the wall, he assigned breaches of gaps by families. It's about the family. It's not just about our prosperity and our breakthrough and our job opportunity and us looking good. It's about what God wants the children to inherit, what the children should possess, and what the children will walk in. Somebody say, it's about the bloodline. It's about the bloodline. As of yesterday, that's May 13th, as of yesterday, there was 19 school shootings in the United States that resulted in injuries and deaths. It includes 11 people killed, 19 people injured. And this is ranging from rural to urban, meaning there's no community left out. We can no longer think it's going to happen over there. It can happen right here. We have parents, and I've seen them, you know, rush out of service on Wednesday noon because they got a notification from their son's high school because they're on school lockdown. That should not be the norm. Do not become comfortable with that. Don't allow it to cause you to be desensitized and do nothing. Show up, mothers, at school meetings. Show up and have conversations. Show up and vote. Show up and do your part. Otherwise, our children will take on this bruise of stress and anxiety and fear, and they can't function and think at the level that they should function and think at because they're stressed out. Those teachers in the room, we know children don't test well, stress, right? Children don't test well hungry, right? Children don't test well fearful. What is Satan trying to reproduce within the black population? He's trying to reproduce the stress that our grandparents went through because of slavery and Jim Crow laws. We're no longer living in poverty. Some of the blessed people in the city of Columbia, but he's reproducing the brain landscape of Jim Crow, of racism, of impoverished people and wealthy people because of what's going on today. Wake up, secure the bloodline. You will have our children in the name of Jesus. That's the device of the devil. They said we don't test well. We're not smart enough. We were hungry. We were stressed. Our parents were overwhelmed. We are intelligent people. We build cities and nations. Poverty, stress, fear for your life will cause you not to test well. Satan's trying to reproduce this. And people who are rich, people who paying off buildings, paying off houses, paying off cars, but our children can't test. The devil is a liar. We got to show up. Battle for the bloodline. Ain't no way in the world. They did too much for us. That's why they used to think that, and that's not the case. And they believe that. Oh, they're not smart. They can't be quarterbacks. Or they can't be engineers. Or they can't work for NASA. They can't do math. When you're trying to figure out how to put a sandwich together, it's hard to do math. When you're trying to, you take bread. This is my job. I made lunch for my family, my siblings, the youngest. And I did the best I could. I see some cheese in the refrigerator, some bread. I said, well, that's kind of cold. So I, young kid, take the bread, put it in the oven, melt it, put it together. But by the time you get to school, what is it? It's hard. It's cold. And not only that, because, you know, we used to have to light our gas ovens. So we throw matches underneath, right? I didn't have the knowledge to put some foil down. I'll never forget, I went to school, unwrapped the sandwich. I was so proud about it. Had matchsticks all over it. Embarrassed. Shut it down. And then you go sit in the classroom and try to compete with people who break out lunch boxes and got juice and soda and bologna and cheese. And I had matchsticks on my sandwiches. It's hard to add. I don't understand. I go to the same school with you. I sit next to you at a private school. 1 + 1 is not equaling 2 to me. It seems like 1 + 1 is a negative. I seem like I'm coming up short. What happened? Oh, they're angry people. I'm angry because of my situation. It's not in my gene. It's poverty. We cannot allow our children to feel the same way with different situations and coming up and upbringing. They better off than we are, but Satan wants to reproduce the same emotions. Somebody say, I'm going to battle for the bloodline. Listen here, South Carolina, there have been 103 school lockdowns. They are estimating every 3 days there'll be another one. Every 3 days a threat. Somebody bringing a gun. There's a bomb. There's somebody going to do something. Somebody said, no, not today. So to battle the bloodline, what we have to really fight to do, because we're a product of our environments naturally. If nobody was woke for you, you can't be woke for your children. Okay? So the first thing we have to do to battle this bloodline, to battle for the bloodline, you got to be woke. You have to stay woke. Woke is being aware of the issues, aware of this open hostility, not disqualifying it, not discounting it, not dismissing it, not be desensitized by it. You say, oh no, I see what you're trying to do, devil. You're trying to come up in my home. You're trying to mess with my children. You're trying to stress them out. And sometimes we think parents are doing so much. I'm blessed to see the alertness, you know, of some parents when they hear about their children being concerned. They want prayer. They want, how can I speak to this situation? When you walk, you speak. We just came out of, through the pandemic, a very strong woke culture. What happened? They spoke up. They made a decision. I will no longer be silent to this craziness, right? They made a decision. This is wrong. You don't take life out. And they spoke up and they showed up and they marched and they put their life on the line. We got to be woke mamas. Show up at school. Come on now. Show up. Don't allow the classroom to intimidate you because you didn't do well in school. Don't allow the school to intimidate you because your mother never came to school for you. Don't allow hearing something from a teacher that you don't understand intimidate you. Say, I'm going to be a woke mama. And we got to show up regardless of what we experience. It's not easy, but through the power of the Holy Ghost, you can get woke. My mother was too busy to show up for me. I knew she wanted to, but she couldn't do it. She was working. She was a single mother, single mom, God knows. But what he'll give you is intel. The Holy Ghost today, y'all. If you don't believe in speaking in tongues, you at the disadvantage. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost regarding your children, you at the disadvantage. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost while you're in the prayer line picking up your kids, you're at a disadvantage. If you're not praying, walking through the homes, walking through your children's bedroom, going through their drawers, going through their phones, you're at a disadvantage. You need to know by the Holy Ghost what they got going on, because they cryptic. They stealth. They smart. And it may look like something innocent, but the Holy Ghost will alert you to dig a little deeper. Any woke mamas that dug a little deeper and discover some stuff, that's the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't stay woke in the natural. You home on your couch. You got to pray in the Holy Ghost. You don't need all of that. And today, what we gravitate towards is how to be a professional, how to be successful, how to make more money, how to deal with your haters. And you're dealing with the greatest of all haters. That's devil himself. You need to pray in the Holy Ghost how to handle that hater that keeps speaking through that individual, messing with their mind, causing disruption in your life. Stay woke. We got to stay woke. We must be woke mothers. We got to be woke parents, because it's open hostility season. Our children are dealing with stuff we never dealt with. Don't allow it being above your head cause you not to get up above your head and go and download some wisdom that is from heaven itself, so that you can have insight and you can have clarity and you can have understanding. Let's go here to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, 13 verses. And we are setting these truths forth in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those, what? Who possess, what, read that? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. But the natural, the non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. For they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them. Of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them. Oh, this is so good. So as we pray in the Holy Ghost, as we pray in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, not only that, we get insight, we get wisdom, we get revelation of things we don't even realize that we know. But not just that, we progressively get better. Oh, somebody's like, I was concerned when I became a mom. Honestly, when I became a mom, I was concerned. I didn't play with dolls. Didn't want to be bothered with them. I was more busy running, jumping, doing all kinds of stuff. And so when I had a child, My family said, well, what Marsha going to be doing with a child? I'm like, I'm going to raise him. But I'm like, what's she going to be doing with a child? I had a lot of bruises. And at the time, see, this is what happened. At the time, I thought it was one thing, but I didn't realize it was another thing. I thought it was, you know, there was my mother didn't love me or rejection, but she had a nervous breakdown. When I got older, oh, she had a nervous breakdown. So one day I came home, father's gone, my mother's stuff out in the street. She packed up some of my stuff. I thought I was going on a ride, went on a ride to someone's house, right? And saw my mother crying. I thought I was there for a weekend, but that weekend went on and went on and went on. Didn't tell me that I was living with another family. You know, she didn't have the ability to talk. She couldn't communicate. Marsha, I lost my home. Your father left. This is a situation, and I'm not in a good space of mind to take care of you, so I'm bringing you, sending you to a family that's going to take care of you, not just you, your siblings, too. We all split up and went different places, which is why Dee's Haven exists. Out of your brokenness, out of your bruise, God will create something. If you turn it over to him. So it took me, I call those teen years the dark years when parents aren't teaching your children, by the way. When you're not parenting according to the word of God, when we're living in darkness, but we're children of light, and because we have, I think that's 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, when it speaks of that you have spiritual indifference. As believers, it's dangerous to have spiritual indifference. What does that look like? You hear something on the news and you don't say anything to your children. That's spiritual indifference. When you hear laws being passed regarding certain things, regarding gender and all this kind of stuff, and you say nothing to your child, that's spiritual indifference. When your children are hanging out all night and you're not asking them, where are you? That's spiritual indifference. When someone, your kids ask you, can you go spend the night over so-and-so, can I spend the night over so-and-so's house, and you don't call the parent, don't talk to the mother to see who your child is going to, that's spiritual indifference. And so when we don't do those, what God is calling us to do, we're not mothering because we're too consumed with whatever, that we're absent and not present, we're not woke. No matter what it may be going on, you got to stay awake. And I thought that once I did my job with my children that I would be good, but I got some little ones coming along. And that I'm Nana too, so I still got to hold on to my woke status. But what the scripture says, that it can progressively get better. So that's why our kids look at us as, we didn't have this. When we were growing up, my mom and dad, like different parents. We couldn't run on it. We couldn't ride. My grandkids ride their trikes, and we got two, and we got to get a third one. Because one's like walking around trying to steal the other one. But we realized this is okay. Now, none of our kids, I wish they would try to ride whatever in the house. They'd be tore up from the floor, and y'all would say the same thing. But because as we spend time with the Holy Ghost, we realize what's really insignificant and what's weightier. You progressively get better. And so check this out. Those of you who are filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues now, but don't pray on a regular basis, if you begin to release your prayer language every day, you will accelerate. And get progressively better. And Satan knows that, because that's why he tries to disqualify it and dismiss it and cause you to sleep through prayer call and don't show up for corporate prayer and don't spend too busy watching TV to take some time out to pray in the Holy Ghost. You could pray in the Holy Ghost in the car. You can pray in the Holy Ghost in the shower. You can pray in the Holy Ghost while you're washing dishes. And he will give you a word about some insight. Oh, I need to do things this way. I need to handle things this way. In your marriage, he'll begin to speak to you as a wife and say, your husband's no longer in the season that he was at one point. He's in a different season, and he's doing this. Wife him this way. And many of us are stuck on what you want and what you think you need to get. But if you pray in the Holy Ghost, he'll let you see the big picture. And realize that you're fighting against the big picture because my posture, and I'm going to show you. Yeah, I'm woke. But every spiritual woman awakening to authority should understand that you're awakening to authority. You understand authority because the Holy Ghost is progressively speaking to you and showing you how to position yourself under authority so that you don't chase your authority away. Somebody say amen.
If you love our podcast and the impartation you gain from it, we encourage you to become an iChurch member. As an iChurch member, you'll get access to exclusive digital content, as well as an online community and various small group sessions. To find out more, visit rdci.info/iChurch. Connect with us for digital impartation weekly. Join Bishop Herbert and Dr. Marsha Bailey on Clubhouse for Marriage, Faith, and Family Inside Kingdom Business Network on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/RDCITV. We stream live services on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Wednesday at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies, join us for Manifest on Fridays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.